There is said by the Yoledes, beginning of Parshas Tazria, that every Yoledes is required to bring a chatas and an omer. Whether she has a boy or a girl, she has to bring a chatas and an omer. So the Mishnah has in the Maseches Zvachim, the Mishnah lists off when you have to do two mitzvahs. Rather, last week we spoke a little bit about that. When you have to do two mitzvahs, in what order should you arrange the two mitzvahs? If you have two mitzvahs, one is a Tadir, Vishena Tadir, a Tadir Kardim. If one is in the Kurdish, Vain in the Kurdish, one mitzvah is more important than the other, then the Kurdish Vain. The Mishnah gives you an example of I have two korbanas that the Kohen has to bring now. He has to bring a Kachri Kachim and a Kachim Kalim. So the Kachri Kachim is more the Kurdish than the Kachim Kalim. So our problem is solved. Let him bring the Kachri Kachim and the Kachim Kalim. What if he has two Kachri Kachims to bring? They're both in the same level of Kedushah. One is a chatas, one is an olah. So the Mishnah says he has to bring the chatas first before the olah. Why? Because the chatas, even if they're both within the same area of kachri kachim, the chatas is still considered more important than the olah because it has four zrikis, and the olah only has two zrikis, and it has mamaylo, and it has matanet, but more chash rabbi, same rabbi. What if b'di'eved, he doesn't do the tadir kaidim, or he doesn't do the mekudish kaidim, instead of doing the tadir, does any tadir kaidim? So to the other, it's not me'akev. You say there's a mitzvah, it's not me'akev. Yes, it is, it's not me'akev. Even out of the order. Here, there's a special deal. Yoledes has to bring a pair of korban. She has to bring a chatas and an olah together. So here, the Gemara has a whole special discussion. Maybe here, the Seder should be me'akev. Gemara says that it's not. Well, it's a whole discussion places in Kedushin. Gimel discusses it. Here, where she has to bring, it's not that one balabas brings a chatas, another one brings an olah, and the Kohen wants to know which one should he be me'akev first. It's one balabostis who's bringing both the chatas and the olah, so which one does she have to bring first? So the Gemara has a halacha, and whenever you bring two korbanos together as a pair, the chatas has to be kodemis l'olah. And even if it's a case where the chatas is a chatas ha'ov, and the olah is an olah's behema, and one would have thought that a korban behema is much more chashuv than a korban ha'ov, that is a halacha, that they have a chatas ha'ov and a chatas behema. So the Mishnah says the coin is not first the chatas behemoth, then the chatas olah. But the korban behemoth is mochash. Unless you have an olah olah and an olah behemoth, then the coin is not first the olah behemoth, then the olah olah. But the korban behemoth is mochash. What if you have a chatas olah and olah behemoth? So the Mishnah says that the chatas olah is kodemes to the olah behemoth, because the hashiris of chatas being more important than an olah is greater, takes precedence to the hashiris of the korban behemoth being mochash than a korban. So here, the more effect Akashi, it says in Chumash Vakir, it says, "Igloys misa yodo deise, lot chashtei sor meshnei bnei yoyin, echod lo oilo, ve echod lo chato." So it's the parish, first you bring the oilo, then you bring the chato. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, in Zohan, hey, that's not enough, it's not true. You really bring first the chato and then the oilo. Because the oilo is a dorom, the Gemara is not, the oilo is a maton. So we're good friends, I'm speaking to us, I'll give you a maton. If the Eibishter is angry at me, you first have to bring a chatas and get a kapara. Then we'll be on speaking terms, then I'll bring him the matan. Then I'll bring first the olah, before the chatas, take me, shalom al seir. So it's more like that's the rationale, why you always have to bring the chatas that comes together in conjunction with an olah, like here. It's a one set of korbanos brought for one later, so you have to first bring the chatas and then the olah. Break the Gemara, but the pasuk shtei fakir. So the Gemara says, what? Ikdima hakosu, elo limikro. The Torah only writes the olah first with respect to mikro. Mikro means saying, reading. What does that mean? So Rashi has a machlokes with Taisa. In Zohar Taisa, no, Rashi has a machlokes. Rashi has a strange pshat in Gemara. Bosh pshat in Gemara is like that. Lahedim ha'kosuv, when the Balkari lays in shul, he lays the pasuk as it's written in the Torah, and the Torah writes it. When you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you learn it like that, but it's not really true. The Pasuk writes it first for Kriyas HaTorah purposes, but the Halacha L'maaseh is Shaloi Alas Seder. So Gemara is not really giving an answer as to why it's written, but just stating the fact. The Torah wrote it, Shaloi Alas Seder. It's a statement of the fact, not an explanation. So Taisus quotes Rav Chaim Kohen, who says not so. No, the Torah is writing a Halacha. There are two Siddurim. That's a fascinating shot. There are two Siddurim. In every korban, first you have to have Doshas HaKorban, and then you have to have Krovas HaKorban. So normally, whenever you're mechuyev a pair of korbanos, one a chatas, one an olah, and now look, it says the chatas must precede the olah, There's a Seder Kedima both b'shas ha-hagdasha and b'shas ha-hakrovim. Both when you magdish the two karbonas, you have to first be l'chatchilah, but you have to first be magdish the chatul, and then you magdish the olah. When you makrav it, you have to write the first be makrav the chatul, and then you makrav the olah. Here, why does the Gemara is giving an explanation? Why does the Torah write the wrong order? So the answer is the order that the Mishnah gives us is the order of hakrovim. First he makrav the chatul, then the olah. The Chumash is giving the order of hakdasha. Nikra means when she's making the Kriya Hashem. When the Yoledis is being Magdish Harezula Olah, Harezula Chatos, she should do it in that order. First say Harezula Olah, and then say Harezula Chatos. When she's Makrib, when the Koinam are Makrib on the Mizbeach, they Makrib in the opposite order. First the Chatos, then the Olah. But B'Shat HaKtoshe, you have to be Magdish first the Olah, then the Chatos. The Chiddush did, why it should be so, we don't know. But you see one interesting thing from this Chaim Katz. Fascinating things. Usually people assume that what is the halacha, what is the significance of being makdish a carbon? If you're not makdish a carbon, it's a behemah schulin. So you're not allowed to be makdish schulin on Gavi on Mizbeh. Schulin ba'azor is an isa. The Mar has a machloekes satanoim, and psochim, and nozir, it's an isa derais, an isa derabon. But it's an isa, you're not permitted to be makdish schulin on Gavi on Mizbeh. So the pashtus is that the hakdosh is a behemah. It's like when you make a pair of tefillin. Say the rights, I say the Torah, when somebody ties and sits this up. It's the hechshon mitzvah. It's only the hachana. And when is the actual mitzvah itself? The avodas hakorban, the dalit avodas, the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. The avodas that are makim, that's the avodas hakorban. There's no kapara acquired from the shas hakdosh. So Acharonim raises this as a shayla. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this. In Siyudim Latur. And he quotes Maran Mekermes from all over Gan Shas. What's the nature of hakdoshas hakorban? Is hakdoshas hakorban merely a hechshon mitzvah? It's hachana like the sefer mix. Machtein sits, or he makes a pair of tefillin, or you construct a sukkah. It's a hechshon mitzvah to be magdish the carpet, and then later on you're able to do the avodas hakorban. It's merely a hechshon and a hachana. But he say no, that the actual hakdoshas hakorban is the tchilas hakapara. The tchilas hakapara. So the chayre is the Rav Chaim Kohen Yitzi Klolin. He says if you're mechayiv to bring a chatas and an ola, and kol ha-terakula, let's say by the Torah, you have to bring a chatas and an ola, has to first be magdish the chatas and then the ola. And over here by your letters, Teres is fakir. First be magdish the ola, then the chatas. So it sounds very clearly, this is not stama hachana. What hachana is? You have klolim, how you have to do it? As long as at the time you're about to do the mitzvah, you have your korbanah, so you do later the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim Kohen clearly is saying that the etzem hakdoshe is already the tchilas ha-hakrovet, it's already the tchilas ha-hakaporet. The hakdoshe with the hakrovet is the mitzvah. It's not just the hakdoshe, it's the hechshon mitzvah. There are many rites to do. Yes, the Bekel has a few rites, and you have more rites even in addition to 24. He once mentioned a few weeks ago a very interesting idea. It's al-pi halacha like that. That when a person fasts at tainis, Mora has a lashon of nusach ha-tfilah in brochas, that the kindness is accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu when a person loses a little weight when he's on a funnel. The Naviyot Chel Dividomi should be considered Kiyilu Yadim Makhid Yachel Radam Al Gabi Hamizbeh. So the Gemara has Azad Din, the Gemara Tainis, the Gemara says that there was the Goyish government had made a Shas Akzer, a Shas Hashmar, and the Amorayim were going to Tainis, but everybody had to fast. So the Goyish government said, we're not going to let you fast. Not only do we make Akzer, Hashmar, so whatever, Shabbos, Milo, whatever, they made it very young after a so the Gemara says, the Amoraim said, we'll be going to Tainus, we'll be Kaveh Tainus now, Likishe, when the government will let up and they'll let us fast, so we'll Kaveh Tainus ready now. So the Gemara says, what did he accomplish by being going to Tainus now? So the Gemara says, the actual Xeris at Tainus is already the Kriyos HaKapara. Not only do you get the Kapara from the actual fasting of Tainus, when you Mekabel the Tainus, that's already the Kriyos HaKapara. The Gemara learns it up in the Pasuk. That it says in Daniel, I think it says, "Umiyom nasati alivi hafagad." His son is from the day that he made up his mind, he's going to fast. So the Eibishter already started listening to his prayers. You see, not only when he fasted mamish, even when he was going to Tanya, there was Makabal of Tanya. So this is exactly why, like Rav Chaim Kohen, says, because the hakrovas, because the fasting, the Gemara says is a kiyum like hakrovas hakorbin, and the karbonis, the din says that the being magdish the karb, being koveya. The Shema Korban is the Tchilas HaKapara, so being going to the Tainus is already the Tchilas HaKapara. It's interesting, we discussed a few weeks ago, talk also over here in Bava Kam, there's a din of Mitzvah Bo Baveira. Mitzvah Bo Baveira means, let's say I stole a behemoth, and then I'm makriv that bein. So the Gemara says there's a mitzvah of Avera, and I'm not getting to the mitzvah. So Tosfos has a machlokes that Rabbi Tami Nevi and Baba Kama and Sukkah. The machlokes is what happens if the ganesh stole a behemah, and he was koyna the behemah before he gets to be magnishit makriv that Agabim is bein. So the most opinions in Balei Tosfos and Gemara seem to hold like that. The Tashkent and Gemara reads in several places that if the ganesh already was koyna the behemah before he's magnishit, so then we no longer declare it as a mitzvah baba avera, and the carbon will be kosher. Nevertheless, the Gemara says the following case. What happens if the ganav stole the behemah, the nignav was misyayish, so it still belongs to the nignav, he only made yish, and then the ganav is magdash of lamin zeh. So the shas hakdash of the hem yishiskal, because the Gemara says that's called the yish yishin yishus, or yish yishin Hashem. So later on, when it comes to shas hakrova, when it comes to koin tzad, doing the shchit and the kabbalah and the halacha and the zrikah, the hekdash already is kal, it's no longer behemah gzula. Yeah, Taisa shows in the Gemara that is called the mitzvah baba avera. Why? I b'shas the avodas, b'shas the shchita, and so on. It's no longer a gzula. So Taisa says no, but b'shas ha'hakdoshe, it was still a gzula. So we're machter on the shas ha'hakdoshe, because the shas ha'hakdoshe is the tchilas ha'mitzvah. Ha'hakdoshe is not just the hechsher mitzvah. Ha'hakdoshe is the beginning of the kaporet. That's how Chaim Cohen learns this halacha. But the reason the Gemara is giving a halacha, it's not some. The Gemara is giving a crack. We don't know why the Torah wrote the Ola before the Chakas, and it's really Pashe. He says, no, it's Halacha. When you get to the Hagdosha of the Ola must precede the Hagdosha of the Chakas. When you get to the Hakrova, then the Mishnah says the Seder is Pashe. First you mark the Chakas, and then you mark the Ola.
What does that in Tainus with the Goyze Tainus?
First page. Next week the Shir is on the
page. Yeah, right. Let me make one
announcement.
Next week,
Teret Ben Seremar, where the Mar quotes three different brises, different Tanaim said regarding three different mitzvahs in the Torah that Lahoyev Loyasid is. So the first brise says Tanya, after the second Mishnah, 9 hours from now, is Sanya, Ben Seremar, Lahoyev Loyasid is. It's physically impossible. Why is it written in the Torah? Rosh to Gabbos Chadash, 9 hours from an hour within Sanhedrin. One Tana says that a Ben Seremar can only be Chayv Mis if you have so many conditions. One of the conditions is the mother and the father have to have the same tone of voice. So either the father is going to have a squeaky female voice, or the mother is going to have a masculine voice. So it's not shy that they should. How can she have children? How can she have children? How can he have children? There's something fishy. It's physically impossible. To have, they should look the same, and they should be the same height, and the same weight, and the same squeaky voice. It's just so impossible. So the whole thing is impossible. That's the first brayso. L'hoyev l'yasliyis. Then the Gemara quotes another Tana, says it's not true. Amar Rabbi Yosef Ani Reisid Yashapi Al Tivu. He says it's not true. It was once said Ben Seremar, and I was on his cave. Shana the Pasuk discuss how you like to sit on the cave. Isn't the cave also done? That's what the Tivu said. Pilpul and the Pasuk have to be sitting on the cave. Then the next brayso says, Tanya, a brayso says, "Imi dachas l'hoisa v'lo yasid aliyus." Why? How can it be? And why is it written drosh v'kavas chav? Why is it impossible physically? Because if you have one mezuzah, that's what one time said. If you have one mezuzah in the whole city, so it's not around the whole city. It's Davidus gemolt that there's a city, not even one mezuzah. So the Bavitcher didn't even put in one mezuzah in the whole city. Everybody won't have, but one person is going to have a mezuzah. And it more explains the whole drosh that if you have one mezuzah, that's what the Mefarshim say in Chumash. It says, "Ochsaft ma mezuzah beisach v'sherech olaman yibu yemechem." If you have one mezuzah, it's an arichas yom. The matz of the whole city from the early dachas. So that's what one Tana says. And then the Gemara quotes a third Tana. Haditanya sefte negoyim bayis amruga lohayev lo yaseliyus. Why? Because one Tana says that it's so limited. The conditions are so far fetched. Have bayis amruga. The whole thing of Tzara's bottom is so far-fetched. It has to be punked in the corner. It has to be two grisim by one gris on this side and on that side. You want to close the whole bris. So far-fetched, it's impossible. So why is it written in the Torah? Drosh v'kabos chan. What do you mean, drosh v'kabos chan? There's not enough to learn. People learn all their lives and they never learn Maseches Negoyim. You never learn Perek Ben Seremar. And you never learn the Dinam Avir Nitachas, two blood Gemara. You need all that drosh v'kabos chan. Still toys. Hashem Chavos Man Sitki Agatel Yadim could have given us some more details from Halachas that we do observe. What do you mean Rosh V'Kabbalah? So the Balatanya has an Arichas in his Sefer, both in the Tanya and in the And the Igros HaKodesh at the end, where he explains more by Rishis, he says that the Torah as we have it, of course we have mitzvah says, we have mitzvah lo says in the Torah. But he says that's not really the ikar of the Torah. Derech Agav, the Torah gives mitzvahs and isurim, but you have to do what you're not allowed to do. The ikar of the Torah is to give a presentation of what Elikus is like, to give a description of what the very Olam is all about. But to describe Elikus is not impossible. Like they quote one of the Rishonim, one of the philosophers wrote, Eli Yidaitiv HaYisiv, if I would know what Elikus is all about, I would be the Elikim. It's not shy for a boss of Adam to be mastic. Le'ivani Hodam Achai. How can a person who is a boss of Adam understand anything about Elikus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu simplified Elikus and explained to us on a lower level. I remember when I was a little child, that they used to have, like they have now also, I just didn't see. They wanted to explain for the children, they used to read comic books, they used to have little comic books to explain atomic energy. So they have protons, neutrons, and electrons, red balls and white balls and blue balls. Maybe they have it also like this. And they had circles flying around, this direction, that direction, explain. So I was told later, I thought that that's what it really was. And later in high school they told us, and in college, that that's not what it really is. That's Kedei L'Sabes Oreiz Mashihi Choyle L'Shmoya. That's to give you a marshal for a child and a hasog of a child. Should understand, so they draw blue ones and red ones and white ones and flying around this direction, that direction. And plus, it might as well give you a hasog a little bit, a mayain, a mixas, what it's all about. But that's not really what it is. It's a marshal. So too the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Kasha Yerma HaMarshal HaKadmoyni Merishoyim Yetzei Resh. And what does it mean, the marshal HaKadmoyni? So Rashi quotes on Parshas Mishpatim from the Gemara, from the Medrash. The marshal HaKadmoyni is the Chumash. Why is it called? Why is the Torah called the Moshal Hakadmoni? Shul Mishalah Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So one could have learned Pshat Mishalah Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Moshal. It's the divine Moshal. It's the Moshal which was authored by the Bari Yoga, by the Kadmoni Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom, who existed before the world was there. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his Sforim that that's not the Pshat. He writes that the Moshal Hakadmoni means this is a Moshal of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes all the Gemaras and all the Sifrei Kabbalah. That's what it means. And he says, Mashal Ma Davidim, what does that mean? So he says, if you have never seen the king, or the president in our language, but you saw him on television, or he says, he didn't have any television, he says, you saw a photograph here from the king, you saw his picture in the newspaper, so you know what he looks like already. So when you bump into him in the street, you'll know, oh, that's the king, I saw his picture in the newspaper. So he says, when you learn the Torah is a representation, is an image of what Elikus is about. So of course, the Rabbanu Shalom cannot give us the real Elikus. This is what Elikus is all about. But he gives us a marshal of a marshal of a marshal of what it's all about. He gives us a mitzvah, the mitzvah, we should begin to understand something about it. That's why the Chumash is called by the Sefer Shmuel HaMashal HaKadmoni Shehu Mishal HaShal HaKadosh Baruch. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, when he came to give the Torah, the Pasuk says in Iyoiv Azra V'Yisapra Hachino V'Gam HaKora, I think the Pasuk is. It means that the Medrash says that before the Rebbeinu Shalom was about to give the Torah, he made a hachana, made another hachana, another hachana, another hachana. He was making himself four times. That's why the Pasuk says Halacha that a Balkari who wants to learn has to prepare either three or four times 2 days in the Pasuk. Why? Based on that Medrash. But then, what's the Medrash saying that he had to prepare? The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't know how to say over the Torah. He had a chazer before the Shia. He forgot. He had a chazer. What did he say? The Aseres Adibros, the Tarya Mitzvah. No, so the Mefarshim explain it. Abchaim, Alojin has an Avshachaim, and other Mefarshim explain that it means that he couldn't tell Elikus Mamish. He wouldn't understand what it's all about. What is going to tell him? They're talking words that they don't understand. 10-syllable words, long philosophic terms, heavy stuff. He wouldn't understand. So he had to give a marshal of a marshal of a marshal. So Azroa by Yisapra Hechina Vegam Chakora had to make lower on another level, lower another level. He lowered it down another level till he gave the Torah on a marshal. On a level that we can understand something. So most of the dinim of the Torah, the Ruba of the Torah, came down to a level that we can understand. It makes sense to us. We understand what it is. Do this, do that, and shine. It's not that the Iker is, that's what the Balatan says, it's not that the Iker of the Torah is not really the mitzvahs and isurim. Avad, you have to observe the mitzvahs, you're not allowed to violate the isurim. But all of those mitzvahs and other isurim are a representation of an inyan of Elikus. And the full inyan of Elikus is completed, the shleimus of the description of Elikus is completed with all of the Taryag mitzvahs. So it happened that there was some aspect of Elikus that it wasn't poshut shayach to lower down, give a marshal of a marshal. You still can't explain it. You're going to draw pictures with the blue balls, with the red balls, with the green balls, but they still won't get it. So the Rebbeinu Shalom left it on that level. It's a thing that just cannot be lowered down to Olam HaZeh. No, you can't bring it back to Olam HaZeh. So So that's what the Tanya says, from the fact that you have one or two or three mitzvahs. This is Mochiach HaKol HaKol Kula. Let's say, if he gives it, he gives it like this, let's say in New York State, they keep on having state conventions about rewriting the Constitution, because they have all the dinim there written in the books. If you have horses going through the town, if you have shacks and you have this, you have hechetimtzes there in the law books that bizmanas that just don't apply. But the people who made the Constitution were not crazy people. When they wrote the state constitution, it was noyik by Yomim Ha'im Bazmanahu. It made sense then. It's just that Bizmanazah Nishtanu Azmanin, everything is different. So Bizmanazah, you have to patch it up a little bit. But here, a person should write, an intelligent person should write a law book that has laws that Lahoya Veloyas Elias, that's utterly ridiculous. So the Bari Olam gives us a Torah. It has mitzvahs that are Lahoya Veloyas Elias. It gives you Azakan, Aben Sarah Murrah, Bayis Hamanuga. How can it be? So the Balatanya writes, Nigris HaKadosh, this is Mechir HaKola Klal Kuloi. And the fact that you have one mitzvah, that's Lahoy Velayasaliyah, this shows that Kol HaTorah Kula is really the Iker. Of course, you have to observe the mitzvahs. You have to do the mitzvahs, Eser, and not violate the Isurim. But the Iker Tachlis of the whole Torah is to be a representation of what Elikus is. The whole Torah together is a mashal of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And there was certain inyonim of Elikus that he just couldn't lower down to any Hasagas B'nai Adam. We should even get a mitzvah of the mitzvahs. How does he believe that it's Lahoy Velayasaliyah? That's why the Tanya stresses so much the Yisoid of the Rambam. We spoke, I think, a few weeks ago about the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Albuk. Albo Shver. The Rambam says one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Emunah is that Zos HaTorah Lo Sehim Achlefes, Lozi Tarach Ha'as Meis HaBaru Is Boshma. So Rabbi Yosef Albo has tainus again. He says he doesn't think that that's an Ikri. He doesn't even think it's right. He thinks that the mitzvahs can be changed. So the Balatanya stresses what an Ikri this is. And he says, we're not playing over here games with the mitzvahs. Agar and Ishtan. He says, what are you talking about? Shteitach and Malach, Ani Hashem, Baruch says that Shino is only Chal on Nivroim, and the Bari Olam he doesn't change. Ani Hashem Lo Shanis. If the Bari Olam doesn't change, so the Torah cannot change, because the Torah is simply Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hu V'Chachmasa Yechor. So the description of Elokus is not going to change. This is our God. We believe in the Torah. It means the Torah is a description of Elokus. There's an interesting Yam Shal Shloima, just Bekitza, there's an interesting Yam Shal Shloima on the Agaritim, Bavikama, Daf Lamed Ches. Gemara tells the famous story that the Roman government sent two shluchim to the Tanoim, it's the Sifrei also in Hazinu. They sent two shluchim to the Tanoim that they should teach them Kol HaTorah Kula, because they wanted to know whether the Tanoim had any laws discriminating against the non-Jews. So they told them Kol HaTorah Kula, and when they were about to leave, so they said they like everything except for a couple of dinim, why not have them Chal Shabbos for a goy, and why Shosho Yisol, Shemakach Shosho Lakum, that's the mission by time. And Noch HaDin, the Sifra has the Gemara, has two dinim, the Sifra has the two. So the Yamsha Shlomo asks, you have people learning yeshivas all their lives, and then all those dinim, so these two goyish yeshivas came to the Chachamim, they're just there a couple of months, and they trained, they learned Kol HaTorah Kula, they already knew what's good, what's no good. They have the Bochum learning yeshivas, they don't know these dinim, so how do these fellows know? So obviously, these fellows were not super geniuses. They must have come with a list of questions. And they said, Rabbi, what's the din in this case? What's the din in that case? And every din was obviously a point of din. What's the din if a goy and a Jew are involved in this? And a goy and a Jew are involved in that? In every case. So then the Yamsha Shlomo says, no, if that's the pshat, so didn't the Tanoim realize they're going to make a pogrom? They're going to tell them what the din is. They're going to kill out all the Tanoim guns clothes. So why didn't they tell them a lie? It's such a terrible avera to tell them a lie. Do we believe in equal rights and we treat the going the same as you do? Mechal Shabbos for the going, why don't we just cover up? They had the Torah, they didn't have Sansino, they didn't have anything written in English. That's why they had to come to the Chacham, otherwise they wouldn't have to come to them. They could read it all up. Nothing was written down yet, this was Kodem HaHeter. So there was only Torah Shabbat Peh. So why did they have to tell him the truth? Just tell him a lie. So Zokta Yamsha Shloima, you see from his Gemara that it's Yehorek Val Yavar, the fellowship in Torah, to misrepresent the din. Is an Iser, which is Abizrayo of Avodah Zarah. Because when we say that we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, we believe in this Bari Olam, we don't believe in Yoshke, we don't believe in that Avodah Zarah, we don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. So we believe in the Bari Olam. What Bari Olam do we believe in? The Torah from Bereishis till the end of the Enikol Yisrael. That's the full description of Elokut. That's the Moshe Lakad Moini. If you're going to fellowship it and say the din is not so over here, the din is not so over there, what you're doing is describing a different Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a different Elokut. Because the Torah is a description of Elokut. So the Yamsha Shlomo says a Chiddush based on that Gemara. And Yeridei, the post can tell you to look in Kufnun Zayin, the Siman on Yehoi Vayah, they tell you to look in a fascinating Chiddush of the Yamsha Shlomo and Bava Kama and Dav Lanfe. He says that to say over a din, knowing that it's Ruah, to say over that the din is not so, say over there, a din derais is a din derabban. Say a din derabban is a din derais. If you don't know, and you're trying to figure out, talk to Dr. Shaltari. You think it's derais, he thinks it's derabban. But if a person knows what the din is, and he says over falsely, he's misrepresenting Torah. So the Yamshe Shlomo says that this is considered an abizrahu of abedizor, because the Torah is chachmasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu huve chachmasa yechov. It's really a description of Elokei. That's what the Baal HaTanya claims. He has both in Tanya and Igros HaKodesh. In the Tanya he has the famous Moshe. He says that every time a person is learning a Gemara and he's learning about a Migu, or he learned in the Pesukim about a Migu. What is a Migu? Migu means they're trying to figure out how the criminal's mind will work. What can this gangster, what can this liar show Oistrachna Bilbo? He may tanya that, and he has a Migu, he could have tanya that, could have tanya this. So one might think that if this is a little not so dignified to spend time studying what the crook may think, what kind of a plotting, what kind of planning he may have. The Baal HaTanya says this is learning Torah, this is learning also Chelek of Elokut. Because if the Rebbeinu Shlom has something to say about that case, the Rebbeinu Shlom says that that's a good Migu, that's not a good Migu, and here he's Nemun, here he's not Nemun, that's also Chelek of Elokut. So every Migu that you learn, that's what he goes even to that extent. Every Migu, every criminal Havamina that you're trying to think of, what the criminal may think of, that's also Chelek of Chachmas Elokut. This is all a chelak of Torah. This is what the Tanya stresses a lot. The chshivas of learning Torah, that's tama mitzvah. When a person learns Torah, he is having a gilui shchina. He's finding out what elokus is all about. And his hechoche, his ikar hechoche, is from this gemara, from the fact that it's shaykh to have a mitzvah that's never possible, never was possible, never will be possible. And that shows that the whole ikar of the Torah is not so much to give mitzvahs in Isurim, but rather to give a full description of elokus, and some of the elements of elokus just cannot even be understood on any level of. Of human understanding. They left out things. They didn't force it. Also, they touched over it.
What? How do you learn pshat according to Rashi's pshat by David and David and Nur Yachit in the homeis with Vasheva? The Gemara says that anybody that says that David was chate is ena elatoya. Right now, the Gemara says that they gave it a get lamafreya. Right, but according to Rashi, it Rabbeinu Tam hold that the get was done. It was mamash a get. But according to Tosfos, it was according to Rashi, it was only a get if the guy didn't come back from the. Then it was Chalam Afreya. So the time when David took Uriah, Bathsheba, she was really an Ashish ish.
But he knew that he was going to arrange it.
He knew that. So why did he send her home? Why did he send Uriah home then? When he called Uriah back and then he sent him home. Mm-hmm. If he was going to kill him, so why did he send him home? The Mefarshim talk about it. Where can I find out about it? I looked in the Shita, you know, in Ksuvah, mm-hmm. and about it, so you know what he talks about.
Why did he send him
home? Well, yeah, why did he send him home? Because if he knew he was going to kill him, because if you're going to say that they, he, if let's say you'll say that it was Takalak or Benatar.
Don't say anything.
No, the Malbim says something. It's a little hard to say. I don't understand exactly what it means. He said that he knew that there was going to be a Chil Hashem and he was still going to accept it upon himself, the Chil Hashem. Mm-hmm. People were going to know it. I didn't understand too clearly. I know the Malbim asks why he sent him to send him back, but I don't know what it means. Okay.
Kedoshim says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Hashem, okay. That Bnei Yisrael should act Kedusha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kedusha. Kedush Ani. In other words, like the Halakha B'Drocha. We should imitate all the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this one Midah of Kedusha, so we should imitate that Midah as well. Exactly what does that mean? So there's a famous Ramban, at the beginning of Parashas Kedusha, gives a whole description of a person who will only eat glatt kosher meat, But he'll fress, he'll eat so much. And a woman is Materis Lebaila, if she went to mikveh and had so many wives, who wanted to be shut to Zino, and so on. He won't talk Lashon Hara, Dvar Mamatorim, but he'll talk Dvar Mamatorim, too much. The Ramban gives the whole description of a person who is a noble Bishus HaTeru. He's a despicable character. He doesn't have midas tovus, but he didn't really violate anything. Everything is glatt kosher with the shaper and everything. He doesn't violate any. He doesn't violate the letter of the law, but he's absolutely violating the spirit of the law. So the Ramban says that that's pshat kedoshim tiyu, purushim tiyu. That one should be a purush. He should stay away from luxuries and too much luxury. And this is the special mitzvah in the Torah, that one should not be a novel b'shus HaTeru. Rav Shimon Shkof has in the Hakdomah to his Sefer Shari Yoshe On the very first page, the Hasdam is a very interesting pshat in a medrash. The medrash Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, on this pasuk. The pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kikodesh Ani. So the medrash says, Yochol Kamoni. Maybe Kedoshim Tiyu, the person should do v'halachta v'drachom. Ahu racham, apato racham, ahu chanan, apato chanan. All the midas of Hashem, but finally this we should follow. So maybe this mida also, mahu kodesh, afato kodesh, yochol kamoni, maybe it means take, you should have the same level of kedusha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamalayma ki kodesh ani. So the medrash continues, that pshat means, ki kodesh ani means number one, the pasuk pshat, you should have kedusha because I have kedusha, v'halach l'drach. But it also means, ki kodesh ani, kedushasi l'maylo m'kedushasi. You cannot have the same degree of kedusha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Shimon says, what's the Hava mean? Shita Mike Mashkuman. Of course, the person as much Kedusha as the boss of Adam can have. Well, what does it mean? Of course, he cannot have the same level of Kedusha as David. One shot. Then he wants to know, what does it mean? According to the Ramban, the Kedoshim Tiyo means Novo Bishnus HaTeiro. So what does it mean that one should be like the Rabban Shalom? That just like the Rabban Shalom is not, that it doesn't fit in. The whole idea doesn't fit. That's what Kedusha means. That one should not be a Novo Bishnus HaTeiro. So what pshat that it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this needed, we too should have the needed, Yochol Kamoni, the whole thing doesn't fit in. So he suggests the following interpretation. He quotes Sifrei Kabbalah. Kabbalah's form gives up a strange discussion of why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world. Balatani quotes, why did Eved Shtei decide to create the world? The Rav once told the whole Rosh, he said B'Shem Abchaim that it's a bikursus even to discuss the pshat. Let's say Aldera Hamashal, whatever it means in the Tanya, that's what we mean it to mean. So why did what prompted the Rabban Hashem to create the world? Very strange question. So the Tanya quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah two reasons. So he quotes over here one of them. That's the theme that he's developing here. One time that Rabban Hashem could have writes is that Teva HaTov LaHeitiv. The Rabban Hashem has a midas achesed, has a kindness to him. And if the Rabban Hashem is all alone, there's nobody there in the world to be kind to. So how can he shower his kindness upon anybody else? He had to create a world. Had to create the whole world in order to have somebody there to shower his kindness upon. That's what they use the lashon in Kabbalah from Teva HaTov LaHeitiv. That one is a Tov, likes to be made to the Lachem. So the Rabban Hashem created the world for that reason. So Rav Shimon assumes that that's the pshat in Kedushas Hashem. When we speak of the Rabban Hashem as being a Kodesh, in this pasuk, Ki Kodesh Ani, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything LaHeitiv LaHeitiv. Kedusha means, let's say, Amagdash Tehema, Amagdash Table, means that it's Oymed Limitzvos, it's going to be used for something other than the Pashtus. The Pashtus is a table you use to learn or whatever. A behemah, you shech the behemah, you eat it, you make it work, you work with it. Kedusha means that it's not used for the normal purpose, it's used for a special, some external purpose, some other purpose. So when we say that the Rabban Shalom has Kedusha, we mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does for others. He never does for himself, but he created the world for himself. He doesn't have any pleasure out of this world more so than if he would not have created the world. He created the world in order to be made to Blachir. So the pasuk is that's what Kedusha means. Kedusha means that when something is missing, like it says by the mom, like Baruch HaLikim HaSeh HaMashveh, like Kadesh HaOisoi, so Rashi quotes in the marriage, Bercha B'mon, Likitsha B'mon. So Bracha means Tosefes, there's a lot, Tosefes Ribuy. Bracha means that on Erev Shabbos, there was twice as much mom came down when the Jews were in the Midbar, so double shear of mon came down on Erev Shabbos. It's Bercha B'mon. And Kitcher B'mon on Shabbos, there was a Kedusha that no mon came down. There was an absence of mon. So Kedusha always means when something is missing, when there's Chilonius is missing. So when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch as being a Kodesh, what we mean is HaKadosh Baruch doesn't do anything for himself. Everything that he did and he does and he will do in the world, Ba'alam Hazeh, is always L'tevus Achem, is always doing for others. So the pasuk tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu, that we should imitate that Midah V'Lakus, we should also do for others. Should always do everything for others. So then the Medrash says, Nu Yochol Kamoni, maybe one should do so much for others, just like the Eibishter, only for others, never do anything for himself, like the Christians have Azah Shita of altruism. You always do for the other one, never do anything for yourself. So the Pasuk says, No, Talmudom, Kikarish Ani, Kdushasi Lamailam of Dushaschem. The Rabban Shalom created everybody with a feeling of selfishness. And he wanted this. This is a positive thing. Just you have to know, nitamos. It has to be with a certain degree. The person has to be selfish for himself. Has to have an ani, and then he has to do for others also. So this is how Rav Shimon interprets the Mishnah. Hillel says in the Mishnah in Ovis, "Emein anili mili, kshanili yatzmi moni." So he says, "Emein anili, Meaning, if the person doesn't feel for his ani, he doesn't do anything selfish at all. Everything is always for everybody else. So that's against the shita satayr. It's against the yiddish shita. It's against our religion. We don't believe in only doing everything for everybody else. That's kedusha asigam alim kedusha aschem. We cannot have such a midah velikus. However, if the person is going to be mitzamtzim, what ani means? Ani, a person has a feeling of himself. Poshut, the feeling is I'm the only one. I eat and I drink and I do everything for myself. Other people have a hasoge, his family. Other people have a hasoge, his community. Other people have a hasoge, Gan's probably so. Other people have a hasoge, the whole world, a different hasoge of what ani means. So then Hillel continues, that's what Rav Shimon says. Hillel continues, says, the ani liatzmi, but if the ani that I all hold from is only myself, it's only me, then it's also a terrible thing. The person has to have ani in mind. You can't always have everybody else in mind and never do for yourself. The Rebbe Shalom created us with this feeling of selfishness. And it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. It's not a midah meguna. It's a midah taiva that the person has to hold from. And the Gemara has so many klolim, so many psychological klolim based on this. Like Rav Shimon quotes, the Gemara has in Bavli Tzia. Wrote all the mekav shalom, yosim meteishi kavim shalchavero. I'd rather have the $1 that belongs to me rather than have $9 that somebody else gives me. I enjoy my own money that I earn for, that I earn, that I work for. People like their own stuff. People like the eganism. It's that person, in every area like that, a person is mechadish ha-shtikol teireh. So even if it's not so good, he'll enjoy his shtikol teireh. He has such an ikiyah. Better than gevaldige teireh, that'll find us on. Whatever he's mechadish, he holds it in bed. A lot of people have such a krum attitude. When someone is mechadish ha-shtikol teireh, then he finds it in his sefer. So until he found it in his sefer, he thought it was gevaldige. Once he finds it, it says it in achronim. So he should be thrilled and happy to see that the Beis HaLevi says it. The Tzai says, no, then it's no good all of a sudden. If someone else says it, then it's no good. Why? So grad there, it's not right. But the midah itself, the midah of selfishness, is a midah type that the Rebbe Shalom implanted within us. It's not like the Ummah Sa'ilam. Some Ummah Sa'ilam say that you should only do for others, never do anything for yourself. So Rav Shimon says that's exactly what the Braisa is saying in the Medrash. Kedushas ilamayim kedushaschem. We should have midah sachas to do for others, but you shouldn't always do for others and never do for yourself. A person has to do for himself as well. So this is what Rav Shimon taught. This is Pshat in the Ramban. When a person eats and drinks and he has a parnasa and he wears clothing and he lives, he buys a pleasant home and he buys a car, whatever, he lives decently, he has a nice living. So the person is taking care of himself. This is important. The person has to take care of himself. But why? Because everything that the person does to take care of himself, he eats and he drinks, this is all the Tevis Acherim also. If I'll be starved, if I'll be sick, I won't be able to give Torah over to others, I won't be able to raise my children. I have to have once in a while some ice cream, and I have to have entertainment once in a while to keep me in a good mood. You can't just eat bread and water every day and be cheerful and function like that. A person has to enjoy himself also. A little bit of luxury is also good. He's doing for himself. No, but himself, the doing for himself is also a mitzvah, because it's not selfish for himself only. Everything that he does for himself, he eats and he drinks and he takes care of himself well, is all the Tevis Acherim. But sometimes a person does for himself and it cannot go further. There are some things that a person does, the one who is a novel, B'shus HaTorah, anything that he does over and above the bare necessities and the elementary luxuries, if he's going to be a mamish, a novel, B'shus HaTorah, he's going to have 100 wives and he's going to eat and on Ashir, and everything is going to be, he's going to just follow the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. He will have so many maestros, this already will not lead to hatovah to anybody else. So Rav Shimon claims that there's no contradiction between the way the Ramban is interpreting the pasuk and the way the Medrash says. Shimon understands Medrash says kedoshim tiyu means that one should always do for others. Everything you do should be for others. So I should never eat. No, whatever I do for myself is also good, because what I do for myself is going to lead to helping out others. When I'll be healthy and I'll be in a good mind and a good spirit and cheerful and happy, I'll be able to do for others also. So what I do for myself is also for them. However, kedoshim tiyu, once the person is going to be already a novel b'shus ha-terah, that hanos oylam hazeh that he will be enjoying will already not be the tevis acherim. That's only the tevis atzma. He's doing for himself, and that's where it stops. That's where it ends. That's where the Torah says that's all. You have to be like HaKadosh Baruch, just like HaKadosh Baruch. If you kodesh ani, so too we have to be kodesh also, but not exactly like HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't do anything at all for himself. HaKadosh Baruch does directly for the others. No, that's kedushasi lemalim kedushaschem. But Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch requires of us, we should do for others. And most of the time we should do for ourselves and indirectly do for others. The Baruch Shalom never does for himself. Everything he does is purely for others. That's kedushasi lemalim kedushaschem. And Rosh Hashanah, he requires of us to do, Rav Shimon says, Maisek. Maisek suffering. That's what he speaks about. giving over one tenth of your earnings for tzedakah and one tenth of your time to give away, to spend one tenth of your time to help other people, the gemilas chasadim. So he said, there's a shiur. You have to give a certain percentage. Let's say he says ma'isa, one tenth of everything you should give directly to others, and nine tenths you should do for yourself and indirectly do for others. But that the person should do something for himself that's going to stop by himself will never lead to the other. That's what the Ramban learns pshat in the pasuk. That is us.
That is similar, Rabbi, from Ramban's explanation of the yetzer. If we wouldn't have a yetzer, we wouldn't build a house, we wouldn't get married.
Right. Along the same line. Right. And we have an interesting medrash. I'll close with this. The medrash says on Megillas Rus. What is the theme of Megillas Rus? So we know we read Megillas Rus on Yom Tov of Shavuot. Why do we read on Shavuot? For different reasons, I give. So the simplest reason of all is because at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, that was on Shavuot, we were all Mekabel HaTorah. We all had an act of Geirus. Megillas Rus gives all of that to Megillah that tells about Geirus, that tells about how Rus HaMayavir became a Geir. The Pashup Shat in the, that's the Pashup Shat in the minute. Why do we read Megillas Rus on Shavuot? So the Pashup says that Rus is the Megillah that tells about Geirus. So it's interesting, the Medrash on Rus asks, what is the theme of Megillas Rus? So the Medrash says the theme of the Megillah is Gemilas Chasar, to teach you the Sky of Gomli Chasar. But look, it was a Mayavia and Boaz did chasodim. She did chesed with Naomi, and Boaz did chesed with her, and therefore they were zeicha to have the David HaMelech, an enikol David HaMelech, to teach you the matan schar of Gomli Chasodim. So I thought that perhaps there's not really a contradiction. Perhaps these are hainu hach. Perhaps they're the same thing. What do you mean kedushas Yisrael? Geirus means kedushas Yisrael. What is taka the theme of kedushas Yisrael? Kedushin for you. We should be Kedoshim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kedoshim. What is the Iker of Kedusha? Hashem. That's what Rav Shimon says. It's Gemilas Chasadim. The Iker of Kedusha is that you do for others. This is his theme. There's a famous essay by Chad Ha'am. Chad Ha'am was an atheist. He was an atheist. He didn't believe in anything. His son has in the collection of the letters that they have of Chad Ha'am, has a letter his son was studying in a Hebrew university in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes his father, Shaila, when he studies in the library, there were religious people who study sometimes in the library, and they wear a yarmulke. Am I allowed to wear a yarmulke when I study in the library, not to hurt their feelings? Is he allowed to wear a yarmulke? He didn't believe in anything either. So the father sent him back, didn't believe in anything. Mamish, an atheist, didn't believe in anything. So he has a famous essay where he talks about the Christian notion of altruism, where they do everything for the other one. As there was a suggestion in order to do away with anti-Semitism or to diminish or to limit anti-Semitism, the Jews should already accept the Gospels into the Kisrei HaKodesh, and shine fact it was. It's such a, we're going to have Melchama Le'olam Vo'ed, the Jews against the Christians are going to be anti-Semitic. Let's already declare that it's part of the Kisrei HaKodesh and everybody will be happy. So what, it didn't bother him so much. He didn't believe, he doesn't believe in this, he doesn't believe in that. So he says, no, in Shittas, there are theories between the Shittas of the Gospels and the Shittas of the Kisrei HaKodesh. One of the theories that he points out is this. He says that the Torah, that's what Rav Shimon also points out. In the Torah state, the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. And Rabbi Akiva says, first you have to take care of yourself. And after you take care of yourself, then you help out other people. We do not believe that a person could be a Kodesh like a Kodesh Bohu, that everything he does is purely for the other one. We believe a little bit you do for the other people directly, and most of the time, nine-tenths of the time, you do for yourself in such a way that indirectly should help other people. You should never do for yourself in such a way that will never lead to others, but most of the time you have to do for yourself. And the Torah believes very much in taking care of yourself. Ad kedei kach, that the one who disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara has a story in Ezeu Nesha, there are two people traveling in the desert, and they're about to die, and there's only enough water for one of them to live, so what should they do? So Ben Petura, one opinion is, Ben Petura says they should divide the water and they should both die. Bal yir echad b'misasa shachaveir. One shouldn't see where the other one dies. Rabbi Kiva said that that's ridiculous. If you have the cup of water, then you drink the water and let the other guy die. So we pass on to Rabbi Kiva. So in the yeshivas, they have the shame of Chaim Briska that really Ben Petura is really right. The first Rabbi Chaim Alaram, really Ben Petura is right. And it has, but why we don't paskal like him, and sometimes the halacha is like Ben Petur. Sometimes the din is that you're not allowed to save your life at the other guy's expense. The Gemara's case is, liyad echad mehem kita shomayim. I have a cup of water. So then Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Ben Petur and says, I don't have to give you a half a cup. But let's say we're both traveling in the desert and neither of us has a canteen of water, and there's a bottle of water that we find, then Reb Chaim says that Ben Peturah would be right. The halacha is like Ben Peturah. Achar HaAm was so convinced that Rabbi Akiva's sheep is right, that is the Jewish view, that we don't believe in this Christian notion. So he says that Ben Peturah must have been a Christian thinker. Ahasharaf, he says, Ben Peturah ben Agoy. He represented the Christian notion. Rabbi Akiva represented the Yiddish notion that Chayecha Kaif Mechayecha Ver. It's an important Musa. Rabbi Shimon has this in the Hagdomi. He explains why he felt compelled to write a Sefer. He says that writing a Sefer is to share the Torah with others. He speaks about giving away to others what you have and doing for yourself.
I just took home Rav Shechter and we spoke about a number of topics. One of them was the discussions and the arguments that the Noda Behuda had with the Baal Shem Tov. One of the things that the Noda Behuda didn't like was the Lashem Yichud and the Hini Muchan Zum Zumans that the Hasidim said. And in his Tshuva he wrote that there's a pasuk that says that that about the Darkei Hashem that Poishim Yikashlu Bam. And he had written the Hasidim Yikashlu Bam, but the printer didn't want to print that, so he wrote the regular pasuk. So they say that the Noda Behuda told the printer, I made from Poishim, I made Hasidim, you made from Hasidim, you made them Poishim. There was also a famous Maisa that the Noda Behuda, they wanted to test the Baal Shem Tov to see if he was a Talmud Chacham or not. And so, because there were certain Psaktinim that had come out from the name of the Baal Shem, so he fahed him and he asked him that Faher that the Noda Behuda wanted to give the Baal Shem Tov, and he told him that if somebody forgot Meirah of Yalav Yovai at night, if he would have to say it over. So the Baal Shem Tov said, this is a shaila that's not negeya. My chassidim wouldn't forget the first time, and your people, even if they forgot the first time, they would forget the second time. And they say that the next morning, this is what it said, that the Noda Behuda forgot Taka Shemin Esra. One time he forgot Yalav Yovai, the next time he also forgot it. We also spoke about certain minhagim of by a bris, because Rav Shechter recently had a little boy, and he told me that the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that he brings a zayar that says that the father should say Ashrei Tivchar Eskoli B'Shechatzerecha Nizbu V'Tu B'Sechek Kedai Shechalecha, not only the way we do it that the Moel says it, because he says that the zayar says if the father doesn't say it he loses his chelek olam haba. He also mentioned he thought there might be an inyan of the mokar, why we give certain people who don't have children, who would like to have children, we give them to be kvata. So he said that he saw, and those kind of shalom, I believe, that he brings that there's a pasuk, Zeb Brisili Olam, and then something about Zaracha at the end of the pasuk. He brings about people who have a child, then they're able to do the bris afterwards. However, a mayel who is a mayel before he has children, so being that he does the bris, he's going to be zeicha to zaracha afterwards. So Memela Rav Shechter thought that it could very well be maybe that was the mokka, that if a person participates in the bris in some way, that's like the mayel who's doing the bris, and Memela he'd be zeicha to zaracha afterwards. But he rather didn't give it to certain people because he was afraid that maybe that they would feel sensitive about it, so he didn't ask. Then we spoke about the harachamans by the bris, and whether that would be a hefsik or not, as far as before the bar priagofen. So he said that what he did was that he gave it to certain people who hadn't washed. So Mamela, for those people, it definitely was not a hefsek. And he said, I think he said that in the Balatanya Siddha, the first one it wasn't printed, the Rachmans, and then it was printed after the benching. So that it wasn't a hefsik. We were talking about the Balatanya. He said that the Balatanya actually says the same things as the Nefesh HaChaim, except that the Balatanya usually quotes the Gemara, the Nefesh HaChaim usually quotes the Zayar. But it's much easier to understand the Sefer Balatanya. Then he told me that he was Mechavan to Rabbi Avadya Yosef, who asked the Kasha and Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said that by a bas mitzvah you don't make a suda, because the only time that you make a suda by the bar mitzvah is because the bal that he puts on tefillin, some mele, it's nicker. You make a suda when the person does a mitzvah and it's nicker, but by the girl it's not nicker. So Rav Shechter was wondering, why does that make a nafkamina? The bal that she's a mechuyavas bar mitzvah, some mele, so you should make the same suda. And he saw that Rabbi Avadya Yosef asked the same kasha in his tshuva on Rabbi Moshe lagava disinyan. It says that by a bas mitzvah it's the same thing as a bar mitzvah. Then we were talking that the chiyuv of chinuch, he mentioned, according to some, continues even after the bar mitzvah. And Mamela said, he was talking about his own son, Mitzvah Shem will be bar mitzvah, eventually in the days of Sfira. So the shaila is if their child is allowed to make a bracha afterwards, after the bar mitzvah, because he's starting in the middle of Sfira, so therefore so it won't be really bitmimus that he's making a full bracha, because the first ones he didn't have the chiyuv of the raisa. So it said that it could very well be about that chiyuv chinuch certainly continues. About that chiyuv chinuch continues. So memela, about that you started out be chinuch in to make the bracha. So therefore, the child would continue also to make the bracha begetter chinuch, and then in the next year would be mechuyav after the raisa. Talking about the Nodav Yehuda had written a tshuva to the Becher David, and he had mentioned he had given him a very very big. Harav HaGoyin, he gave him a nice hakdama, a nice title. So I think it was Rav Eisel HaCharef had bought the sefer that the Becher David when it was reprinted. And then when he read the sefer, he said that it was not really a big deal, and he spent 10 rubles on it. So he told Rav Chaim that in the Ilum HaEmes he's going to mourn the Noid Yehuda because he made him spend the 10 rubles. So they say that Rav Chaim asked him what the din is about Eidech Adam and Bisurin by an Isha. If you say Eidech Adam and Bisurin by an Isha. So he said, of course, yeah. So he said, look in this tshuva that the Becher David brings, B'Shem HaRaivit, and others, that Eidech Adam V'Surin is not necessarily said by an Isha. There are many big shittas who hold that, although we don't pass in that way, but there are many big shittas. So he said, for that tshuva alone, it was worth the 10 rubles. And the idea is that when you say Eidech Adam V'Surin by an Isha, Lamasha, when she says that she went to the mikveh, she's believed for herself. So Mamela, she's believed for others also. But it's not Begeder Adin of Eidus. That's the shittas HaRaivit.
Our Kohen Hergid is not permitted to marry a Grusha Zayna B'Chalolim. And a Kohen Godel, in addition to that, is not even permitted to marry a Pu'ula. He must not be married to. So right after this passage, where it says by Kohen Hergid, Isha Zayna B'Chalolim lo yikochu, Isha Grusham, Isha lo yikochu, Kikadu Shuvah, the Kohen has more Kedusha than anybody else, he is more limited in whom he may marry. So the next passage says, Diki Dashto. What's the Hemshah Diki Dashto? The Gemara says in Yivomis on Dab Teches and the days Diki Dashto means Bal Korchoi. That he's not permitted to marry a Grusha Zayna B'Halala, and if he wants to, it says you force him to divorce her. B'kidash, the Rashi says, B'kidash to Bal Korcha, Yivamas Teches, Shimloi Rotzo Legarish, if he refuses to divorce the wife whom he's not allowed to live with, Halkehu, Ziyasreinu, you beat him up, you give him Malkus, Achi Garish, until he gives the get his wife. That's how much. B'kidash to Bal Korcha, the Gemara is washing his Dafen, you push him and you force him to divorce his wife. That's one Gemara. Then Gemara has another famous passage. Another famous Rosh Hashanah, Kidashta. Kidashta, the Gemara says in Gittin, Daphne Pes, the Chodavah should be Kedushin, the Techerish, the Vachrishim, the Lito Mano Yafavish, the Bashas Kriya Sater, you have to give the first Ali to a Kayin, that's a Mitzvah Menater. Kidashta. That's in fact the Gemara's Kash, why does the Mishnah list this as one of the Takonis Atanoim? Mishum Darki Sholem, to give the first Ali to the Kayin, said more Darki Sholem, the Aisu, the Sidi Kidashta, the Chodavah should be Kedushin. The Toyach Rishon, or the place to walk in the door, or the place to do the coin in the Levi Yisrael. And the Maaser once that the Chafetz Chaim and Yosef Meach and Rab Chaim Brisker were all walking in together to a Sifas Rabbanim, that they were fighting who should go first. Each one wanted to be Mechaber the other one. So Rab Meir Simcha was the youngest one, so he says he thinks they should go with the Kohen Levi Yisrael. It happened that that was the order. First Chafetz Chaim was the Kohen, he was the old, way older than the others. Then Rab Chaim Brisker was the Levi. Then Yosef Meach was the youngest, and he went in. So that's what they did. So that's the Gemara. The Shtarach Rishon to speak first, that you have a meeting of Rabbanim, so they should be Mechaber the Kohen to say the first to go Torah and so on. The Tach Rishon, Blitam on the Yav Rishon. Tosis has... Oh, that's what we'll discuss. The Tosis has in Chulin, the Pezai, and Tosis has today, a shining Tosis, whether this aspect of Kiddashta is the Reis of the Rabban. The Kiddashta is the Hemshech of the Pasuk Zayin. Terek Chafal of Pasuk Zayin. Ishu Zayin, the Bachalom of Leikoch, and Ishu Grusha, Mishu Leikoch, the Kiddashta, if he refuses to divorce the wife whom he's not allowed to stay with, you force them, how kehu li asrehu, actually garish oisa. So maybe the kiddashta only refers to kiddashta bal korcha to the tzulik kuna. Maybe the mitzvah of being mechaber the kohen is only the rabbanim. It's one day in Tesis. And the other day it's all that it's not true. Shachem Tesis. Mishpa talks about it. Tesis talks about a shayla. They called up a kohen to an aliyah. And some wise guy ran up and he grabbed the aliyah. He said that brocha is a shayla. He's not a kohen b'chol. A guy runs up and he grabbed the aliyah. So the Gemara says there in Chulin, that pays Zion, that if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, the mechabed with the bench, the mechabed with the mitzvah, psicha, somebody grabs the mitzvah, so there's a penalty, there's a knas of Rabban Gamliel that you must pay asorah zehuvim. You gotta pay 10 golden coins, a big sum of money, for the chet of stealing the mitzvah from the other person. Tezu has a pilpul, they called up a coin for an aliyah, ma'isi shahoyim, and there's a rabbi in a town. Called up a coin for an aliyah, and some wise guy ran up and he grabbed the aliyah who wasn't even a coin at all. Do you penalize him that he has to pay the coin who was called up to 10 Zehuvim or not? The Tesis thinks that not. Why not? The Tesis gives two reasons. One reason is that the Kiddashta is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, that the coin gets the first of the year. So on grabbing a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, there's no penalty. Only on grabbing a mitzvah with the Reis. So if you grab Psiche and Stam, also only the Rabbanon. Only if you grab a mitzvah with the Reis from the other person, then you penalize. The Mosmik Gemara says, there you penalize. It's only mitzvah with the Rabbanon, you don't penalize. Then Tosfos gives another time, that's a questionable time. Is that really true? That Kiddashta is being mechaber the kohen is only the Rabbanim? Maybe it's with the Reis. Then Tosfos gives another time for this case. What's the big deal in getting an aliyah? Tosfos says it's a bigger mitzvah not to get an aliyah. Godel ha'en amen. Yes, and I'm a baruch. The late Gemara says in Maseches Nozir, the late piece of Gemara has a machlokes. Which is the bigger, which do you get more schar for? The one who gets the aliyah who recites the bracha, so the ones who pay attention, the ones who are sitting and they listen to the bracha. The Tosfos passes Allah, God loin amen, Yosef man mevarach. The ones who listen to the oiler reciting the bracha, they say amen, they pay attention, they say amen, they get more schar than the one who gets aliyah. So fakir. So you're not grabbing any mitzvah from the kohen fakir, you're giving him a bigger mitzvah that he should listen to you say the bracha. That's the Tosfos passes, you don't have to pay the asara zuri. So that's a shining Tosfos, but this, the kiddashtoi, is the reis of the rabbanim. The kiddash in the sense to be mechab the kohen is the reis of the rabbanim. Usually we assume our pitashis that it is the reis. That's the Gemara in Gittin, that's what they ask on Tosfos. Gemara says in Gittin, the Farish. What do you mean they're giving the coin the first aliyah is only with the Rabbanim of Neidati Shalom? Dati Shalom, the Araisu, the Chsid, the Kiddash, the Lechtayach Rishon, the Levarach Rishon, so the Pashkas in the Gemara that is their right. So that's how we usually assume. What does Tosfos do with the Gemara? Okay. We usually assume that the Kiddash has both meanings. The Kiddash means you force him to get rid of the Dushi Zayim of Halala, Bal Korfe, the Afenu, and the Kiddash means you should be Mechabed the coin. What about being Mechabed the lazy? Is there a mitzvah between mechaber? Maybe so. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon quotes two minhagim. Machlokes Haposkim. 2 days when you bench mezumin. So let's say the one who's benching is not a kohen. So it's not right. It's supposed to be mechaber the kohen to bench mezumin. So let's say there's a tam chacham. So he's supposed to be mechaber the chacham, not the kohen. So when a tam chacham benches, the proper thing to say is b'shus ha-kohanim. He's taking the permission from the kohanim. He's taking the liberty to bench even though they should have been mechaber then. But he's going to say the benching anyway. So do you say the shoes in the benching that you have for a bris milah? So sometimes you say such a mitzvah. Do you say b'shus ha-kohanim v'halavim? Or do you say b'shus ha-kohanim halavim? With a vav or without a vav? If you say b'shus ha-kohanim v'halavim means I take the shoes from the kohanim separately and from the levim separately. Because really I'm supposed to be mechaber the kohanim to bench. And the second best I'm supposed to be mechaber the levim to bench. And I'm neither a kohen nor a levi and I'm benching. So I'm asking their permission that they should allow me to do the mitzvah of benching mezuzah. And the other nusach is you don't have to be mechaber the levi. You only have to say b'shus hakohanim. I was it a nusach b'shus hakohanim halavim. They are levim. They happen to be levim. They are levim. But you don't have to get mitzvahs of shus from levim. So the Magen Avraham has a machlokes achronim, And it's two nuskalas in the city where they say b'shus ha-kohanim halavim and b'shus ha-kohanim v'halavim. So the question is, what do you mean you have to be? How can it be a day that you have to be mechabed the levim? Where does it say that in the pasuk? Says v'kidashta by kohanim. Where do you come up and say v'kidashta to levim? So there is an interesting gemara in Yitman, not daf and daf and test, but the gemara says it's supposed to give the first aliyah to the kohen, second aliyah to the levim, and the third aliyah then you give to the Israel. Gemara says, what happens if there's no kohen? Ancient kohen. Gemara says, this parada ha-havim. What do you mean this parada ha-havim? So Rashi has two pshats. One pshat is no kohen, so you're not going to have kohen, levi, Yisroel. So you have the option. Either if you want to, you can give levi first and then Yisroel. Or if you want to, you can give Yisroel. So do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. The other pshat in Rashi is, you're not allowed to call a levi first. If you have a kohen there, then you give a kohen and a levi, then Yisroel. If there's no kohen, then you're not allowed to call a levi first. What kind of a deen is that you're not allowed to call a levi first? And the Rav is always makbid for that. And Yeshiva, you've got to remember, when we used to lane, so when there was no kohen, so he would ask him that they shouldn't call him up. Chot, that's a beferish of that smoothie. It's the biggest time of chokhmah, happens to be a lady. So you give mechabed him not because he's a lady, because he's a Rav. He's the biggest time of chokhmah in the town, in the minion. So he was makbid that we should know that Rashi. He said that Rashi said, you should know that Rashi has a day that if there's no kohen, his father chavili, you're not allowed to call up the lady. He says, what kind of a taitch is that? You're not allowed to call up the lady. What kind of an isser is? So the Rav said Pshad, if he dashta, it doesn't only mean he should be mechabe the kohen. It means he's not allowed to be mechabe to anybody else with the same kibbutz as the kohen. They give the first aliyah to an Israel. They don't say, you're giving the Israel the same kibbutz that the kohen is. What are you going to do? You're not going to call anybody up for the first aliyah. Somebody has to get the aliyah. So you call someone up for the first aliyah. But if you're going to call a levi first, that means that you're giving him because he's a levi. So you're giving him an aliyah because he's a levi, which only a kohen is supposed to get the first aliyah. So that's what Rashi has in the second shot. That in the kiddushta is included, you have to be mechaber the kohen more than the levi, and the levi more than Yisrael. You're not allowed to be mechaber the levi as much as the kohen. So the Rav thought that pshat in the kiddushta, according to that pshat, according to that day in Rashi, the kiddushta means not only mechaber the kohen, means to preserve the yuchsin and klal Yisrael. The Gemara has an interesting lashon in Shabbos on that. The Gemara says the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Torah to the third son of Amram, to the third child versus. Miriam and Aaron and Moshe was the third son, and he gave it to the Amatam Yisrael, the nation with three parts kind of in Israel, and he gave it in the third month, Nisni Yisidim, all the third. So the Gemara stresses that we are an Amatam Yisrael. We are a nation that is made up of three different parts. Kohanim and Levim Yisrael, and there's a daft, there's a potato on the Yichus. We are proud of the Yichus and we preserve the Yichus. So it seems, that's how the Rav suggests, it seems that Rashi and Gittin and Tassos of the Kiddush means you have to preserve the Yichus, not to be Metashkush the Gvula. You have to be mechaber the kohen to keep in mind that he's a kohen, he's the highest level, and the levi should be second best level, and the Yisrael should be the next level. And you're not just like you have to be mechaber the kohen more than the levi. You're not allowed to be mechaber the levi as much as the kohen. That's already called the tishtush hadvulim. The Gemara has specially suited in the first parak in Kedushin. The Gemara says, "Hakorei lachaver mamzer is loike." If you call somebody who's not a mamzer, you call him a mamzer. You claim that he's has a pegam in his yichus. The Gemara says, "Makas mar." Hakoy lachavera eved is behaving nidui. You claim that someone is an eved who really isn't an eved. That's korak pagam in yichus. So the Gemara says you put the fellow in chayim, put him in nidui for saying such a thing. So what's the avera? What's hotzu Hashem rad bizyonis? It seems that it's something more than that. Dama hotzu Hashem and bizyonis. You don't give special formal unction. Seems that here, when a person is matul doifi, matul mum, and someone else is yichus, there's some kind of an additional chet, additional avera over and above stam. Aggravating someone else and Hotzua Shema and so on. You can say that the guy's a mamzer, he's married to a regular Bas Yisrael, which is not allowed. He's saying he's doing an Aveir and so on. You say he's an Eved and he's not bribing me, he doesn't act like an Eved. So in addition to the fact that he's saying Lashon Hara, Hotzua Shema and so on, it's an Aveir of the Kiddushta means you have to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. This might be the explanation of that Mogen Avram. How does Mogen Avram have a day that you have to, if there's no coin, you have to mechabit the Levi to bench for? There's no mocker, it says the Kiddushta, only mechabit Zayin the coin. So the answer is no, the Kiddushta doesn't only refer to being mechabed the kohen. It means to preserve the yuchin, to preserve the yuchsin. The fact is, one day in Rishonim, there, it's connected to Pashu B'Shan, the Pashu, there's one day in Rishonim that the Kiddushta really only refers to kohen Gadol. Pashu B'Shan, the Pashu is not so, because here the Parsha speaks about kohen Edyu. Then it says, kohen Gadol Miyachab and Pashu Yudan. But that's what some Rishonim say like that. This is the Ran and Gittin has like that on Daphne test. Rishonim discuss such a shot. That the Kiddushta really only refers to Kohen Gadol. How does Gemara say, give the Kohen the first aliyah if it's only talking about Kohen Gadol? So the answer is no, that the Kiddushta, they say the Pshutu Shlomikwe, they claim you should be mechabed him. It doesn't say you should be mechabed all of the Kohanim. It says one because there's only one Kohen Gadol. But just like the pasuk means the pshutish on mikvah, you have to be mechaber the Kohen Gadol. But who adinami Kohen Hedyot kifi madrigasa and Levi kifi madrigasa and everybody else, you have to preserve everybody's yuchsin. Even if the pshutish on mikvah is only limited to Kohen Gadol, Kohanim Hedyotim will also be included in the kiddush to derais with the mamatzinu, because it means you should preserve the yuchsin the Yisrael. There is an interesting din of hatfana. The din is that if a woman gets divorced, like the husband dies, so she's not permitted to remarry until 3 months have gone by, to make sure that if she's pregnant with a child, we'll know whether the father of the child is the first husband or the second husband. So the Gemara in Yivam is darshan system from a pasuk. The Gemara says that we learn enough from the pasuk that says that Avraham Avinu yit v'chol alikim in the zarach acharecho, you want to have zara miyuchas acha. So the pasuk can say, never know that that's only an asmachta, even though the darshan from the pasuk, it's only with the Rabbana. Havchona by nation says it's only with the Rabbana. What is the Havchana by a Giyoyrit? Let's say, Havchana by Nation Sish, what are you trying to ascertain? Whether the child is, whether the child that you may have after marrying the second husband, let's say 7 months later, is the father of the child the first husband or the second husband? What's the difference with the father of the child? Sidim Shiva, Yerusha, Kibradiyem, Kalavakamadim. So that din is big enough to mean to know who is allowed to marry. Is that his sister? Is that his sister? Which one is this? So if you won't know, so you go to Chumrah, big deal. So that din we assume in Pesachim, says that's only the Rabban. What about Hakana by Giyoyrit? A Goyish woman converts, so the din also is Machlokes in the Gemara. We pass when she has to wait 3 months. Machlokes Rabban Shmuel and Rabban. We pass when she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Why? Because if she'll have a child a couple of months after she converts, we may not know whether this child was Hayrasa Shalor B'Gdusha B'Leidasa B'Gdusha or was Hayrasa V'Leidasa B'Gdusha. Did she become pregnant with this child before she converted or after she converted? What's the amount of Kamina, whether she became pregnant before or after? Also, there's no great major enough Kamina. Here is a svar that we pass when Allah is doing Havkon. Here is a svar that Havkon is there, right? Why should Havkon be there, right? So the Rav thought that that's also learned out from the Kiddush. Even though the napkinina is really only slight to know whether the child is harasa shalav b'gdusha b'leidasa b'gdusha or harasa b'leidasa b'gdusha, but it's still a different madrega in yichus. The one who is harasa b'leidasa b'gdusha is on a higher level of yichus than the one who is harasa shalav b'gdusha. So perhaps this is nidrash also from the pasuk v'kidashta. V'kidashta requires that we should preserve the yichus and not be mitashtush l'gvulim. We want to know exactly every person's yichus what it is, not to exaggerate it higher than it really is and not to diminish it lower than it really is. It's interesting, the Tosfos is quoted here in Sanhedrin and Afchesim and Aleph. Tosfos is quoted a Gemara in Gittin. Famous Gemara in Gittin. And Afheim and Deis. Tosfos is quoted Gittin, Afheim and Deis. The Gemara says a certain shayla about a get. Is such a get good or not? So the Gemara says the get is good. And if you want to be machmir, we don't allow you to be machmir, because in previous generations they allowed such a get. And if you will start the Prabhu Chumris, you will be multi-laws of Gittin HaMashim. We don't want people to introduce new chumras in the get. Shalom lahotzi v'laz al gitna Hashem. So the Pesach Shuvin Yeridaye quotes the Machlokes Achronim regarding that Gemara. This shalom lahotzi v'laz, does it only apply to gitnin and yoni yuchsin, or does it apply to kol ha'tarif chumras? Kivega has as atshuva that there was a kihilah where they used to bury the women without tachrich. The men they buried with tachrich, and the women they buried with vests. So they wanted to know, it's wrong. You're supposed to bury women with tachrich also. Should they change the minig now and start burying the women off of the tachrichim? Or should they be afraid? People will, it will cast dispersion, people will say that the previous generation were not tzaddikim or they weren't so from or whatever. So there's a whole discussion in the Tiregian Pesachim about this. Shalala hotzi laz al doris harishonim, is it only limited to inyani yuchsin or do you apply it all over b'chol ha'tarachim? May ezek tam, what's the svar to limit a dafke to inyani yuchsin? So b'chol, this is the reason why, because it is din of ikidashta. Ikidashta is a special halacha not to be mighty laws on a kosher. If you're going to have gittin that were really kosher, and you're going to be mighty laws that they were possible, so it would be mighty laws on people that were mamzer, that the women were ashishishin who were married. So when it comes to nyoni yichir, it's a special lesson of yichidashit to preserve the minus and madregas of yichir in quality.
So why can't you give a lady with his first number on a kind of that day? That's the son of the kahuna because?
No, as if you're being mechaber the lady more than he deserves. You're giving him a kibbutz that only a kohen deserves.
But that's not just a kohen deserves.
It's still on the kohen. It really goes on the kohen.
Only.
Who adinami includes all of this. He should preserve the proper balance of living.
We should have not
been mechaber the kohen than he deserves. Not the lower. Right.
But it doesn't show, though, that there's an inability to give the lady more kibbutz. Right? You're not showing anything that the Levi's supposed to get a high Madrigal Kedusha. You're just showing that somebody can't usurp the Kayan's right.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't show that it's on the Levi. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit rational.
I quote in the name of the Sifra on the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells you the brachas are flawless. The Pasuk has the Kriyas Bris at high reason, the Kriyas Bris at Har Sinai was our day brachas are flawless, and the Kriyas Bris later at Arvis Mayav was also our day brachas are flawless. That's the Perchech and Kisavah. Perchech and Luchukoyfe, it says at the end, Eilat Dibra Bris, Hashapras Hashem is going to be the Har Sinai, the Admosh. This is the Nusach of the Bris, this was proclaimed at Har Sinai. This Nusach Adus. So the Pasuk seems to say, if you do all the mitzvahs, then you get Tchar. If you do other, then you get Amish. The Pasuk just says, Tchar Yamish. Why does he say double Osh? Why three Lashemis? So Rashi quotes from the Sifra, the Chukai Setelech doesn't refer to Shmiris HaMitzvahs, but it says, Mitzvahs HaTishmeru. The Chukai Setelech refers to Shetihiyu HaMeilim Batot. So the person has to work hard and learn the Torah. And the Farshim discuss what is the significance of Amelim Batorah. So, learning Torah, what's that this Amelim Batorah? A very striking lesson. Amel means to work hard at learning Torah. What if a person has a good head and he can relax? That's a mitzvah of mutchit. Mitzvah of work hard. Why do you have to have Amola? Why do you have to have Yidiyah Shatorah? Yeah. The Gemara stresses in a lot of places, a lot of memories from Chazal about working hard and learning Torah. What's the significance of working hard? So they say in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, Apshat in the Gemara says in Brachas Haloshim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say this when we make a siyum. Whenever you finish a circle, so you say at the end, you say, thank Hashem Baruch Hu, Samchal came in the Yeshua Beis HaMedesh, or Samchal came in the Yeshua Tronos. That He put us in a group of the people who learn Torah, and we're not like all the other people in the world, that we work and they work. We work and we get paid for it, and they work and they don't get paid. So the Chofetz Chaim is, what do you mean they work and they don't get paid? Everybody gets paid more than Talmid Chacham. But she don't get paid so much. What do you mean? We work, we get paid a lot. But they work, they don't get paid. Mimi is going to get Olam Haba, all kinds of Ruchnis we get paid. But the simple translation is that we get paid, they don't get paid. So they say, B'shem the Chofetz Chaim is simple pshat. One level, simple pshat. What happens if I engage a person to paint my house? I engage a person to fix the broken television, and he works all day long. He's not successful in doing the job, can't do it. So he worked all day, I don't pay him a penny. He doesn't get paid for trying, he gets paid for delivering the goods. If he paints it the way, I tell him I want to paint it like this and like that, and he paints it the way I ask him to do it, then he gets paid. If he does a poor job, I don't pay him anything for the same thing. Let's say he tries, he doesn't get, gets an A for effort, but he doesn't get any money, he doesn't get any stock. When it comes to learning, let's say a person works and works and he learned the wrong shot. What if a person learns and he doesn't, and he learned everything wrong? So he really didn't succeed in doing the job that he was supposed to. The Rebbe Hashem gave us a mitzvah to learn Torah, and the guy worked so hard, so you should give him an A for effort, but the Lamaite, why did he get schar for the mitzvah? So that's what the Gemara says, Ono Amel Ohem Amel, we work and they work. Ono Amel Ohem Amel, we get schar for the Amolo. We get schar for working hard. Even if we don't accomplish anything, they get paid only if they accomplish, but if they don't accomplish, they don't get paid for the attempt. How do you know that that's so? How does the Chofetz Chaim know that it's so? So he quotes out Gemara. Gemara says the famous Gemara that Shimon who I'm saying, Gemara says there was one time he used to darshan, every time it says S. S mitzvah yisai tishmar. Every time it says S in the Chumash, S is a very strange word. And every time a pasuk was written with an S, we would usually, if we would have written the Torah, we would have written without all those words S. So every time it says S, it's a miyutah, it's a Hebrew word, it's an extra word. So Shimon Ham, certainly one of the Tanoim, darshan every single time that it says S in the Torah. So they came to a pasuk that says, S Hashem HaKachatiro, you should have Moira Shemayim, you should have Yira Shemayim, so it says S. So what is he going to be, Marbe? So he gave up, Pirish, you know, so he told the Talmidim, no more. So they asked him, Rebbe, what's going to be? And then the Gemara says that came along Rebbe Akiva, and he said, no, the sheet of Darshan he asked is correct. That's Hashem HaKachatiyo, the Rabbi's Talmidei Chacham. Lora Rabbach, the Moro Shomayim. That's what Rebbe Akiva said. So but the Gemara says, Shimon HaMasani didn't realize that you can Darshan that as also, the Rabbi's Talmidei Chacham. So he thought that it's a riot that all of the drashas that he said were all wrong, and none of the yes mean anything. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, Kolas and the yes, should the Rashi matter? What's going to be all those shiurim for all these years that he said every parsha Let me leave all yesterday. So Kishem Shekibalti Schar Alad Rishon, Kacha Kapa Schar Alad Rishon. Just like I got Schar B'Shas Maaseh. The same Rishon, so too I'll get Schar now for telling you the Emes, and the Emes is that all the Droshes are all wrong. So what do you mean the Gemara says he's going to get Schar for the Drishon? Why is he going to get Schar for the Gloim of Maaseh is all wrong? You see from the Gemara that if a person tries to learn Torah, and it turns out a couple of years later he realizes that everything, all the Shiurim that he said in the last 25 years were all wrong, the fact that he was trying, he not only gets an A for effort, he talks, he gets Schar for the Amar Shatan. He gets Schar for Chav. That's how the Ravid writes also in his Hakdomet, in his Hasogus on the Rif. The Ravid writes that he realizes that the Rif is much greater than he is. The Ravid writes this in the Hakdomet to his Hasogus in Perik, in Irish and Espas, that's the fourth Perik in Sugis. So the Ravid starts picking on the Rif, he attacks the Rif. So he says he realizes that the Rif is a giant. What should I have to argue with the Rif? Some of the Rif is right. He assumes the Rif is probably right. Everything I say is wrong. But he says, I'm going to say what I think anyway because he gets schar for trying to say the right thing. Even though I think that I'm probably wrong, but since I have a svar, then maybe I'm right, I get schar for attempting to say the right thing. So that's one level. That's one level of what means amol shel Torah. But there's a separate mitzvah to try to learn Torah. To try. So the more you try, the more schar you get. That's another mitzvah. But in addition to that, the Meforshim point out that Amol Shel Torah is another really. There's the famous Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that if a person, let's say a person had a Shvacha Cup and he worked hard to learn and he just couldn't understand it. He worked hard and he learned and he finally understood it, and then after a few days or after a few minutes he forgot the whole thing and he lost the whole shot. Or let's say people can't be learning all the time. People work for a little bit. So they learn, and the Shas, when they come to the Shia, they understand and they remember, and then a day or two later they forget what they learned. So a person will have a Chalisha Sadas and feel what is he going to accomplish by learning, he's going to forget everything that he learned. So the Sefer Chassidim says that whatever a person worked for, whatever a person had Amola for, Lachamer, Esm Shana, Le'olam Ha'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him that b'matan, that he will remember all of that. And Fakir, let's say those people who have good heads and quick tefisah, and they chapt everything quickly, you know, they just sit back and they read a book in English or whatever, they know Hebrew well and they can read it, zoom through it, and they chapt right away what it says, and they have to work hard. According to how hard the person works, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Schana an Emes, whether the person will remember. Those goinim who chapt very quickly, who know Kol HaTorah Kula now, will not necessarily know everything later. The Sefer Chassidim quotes the Gemara, Olam Hafach Reis. The Gemara tells one of the Tanoim was about to die, and then he almost died, and then he came back to life. So his father asked him, what did you see there? And he was like, he had one leg in the other, one foot in the Olam Ha'emes, and one foot he was still here. So he said, had a glimpse, he had a picture, an image of what it's like in the Olam Ha'emes. So his father asked him, what did you see? So he tells him, Olam Hafach Reis, the Ayayim Lamata V'Tachterim Lamayla, everything Fakir. The people who are known as Big Shats, Olam Hazeh, are nobody's there. The people who are nobody's here are Big Shats. So the Sefer Chassidim quotes that Lashon, and he says it's the same will be true with respect to learning. The people who work very hard and are not successful in understanding learning, but according to how hard they work for Olam Hazeh, to understand, to harden learning, so they will be Zeich in Olam Ha'emes, according to the Fum Tzarat, according to how hard they work, they will be Zeich to have the idea then. And the people who had an awful lot of ideas for Olam Hazeh, they didn't have to work hard for it, they will not get the Tzad by Olam Ha'emes, that will be Ayayim Lamakar. The people who are the big G'daylim now will not necessarily be the people who will know a lot then. What's the mock of the Sefer Chassidim? Sounds like a nice idea to cheer people up who feel bad about learning. So the mock of the Sefer Shigemar, the Achronim point out. So the Sefer Shigemar, Chagigim, the second pair, the Afidal and Amal, the mock of the Apostolic in the Yod. They want to interpret like that according to how hard the person works, the Elamazak, Kodesh Baruch will give him the idea, the Elamazak. Gemara doesn't say the other hand, but that the Sefer Chassidim understood. Then in the reverse, if a person has a lot of ideas now, but he didn't work for it, so he will not get that schus in Olam Ha'emes. Because the Iker, there is one mitzvah to... When it comes to mitzvah, not just say that a person gets a mitzvah b'shei v'altas. That's how the Avnei Neza has the Tshuva Takagamo later on in Sanhedrin. There is a mitzvah, Kisul HaFemes HaShir HaZor. Everybody has to write his own Sefer Torah. What happens if a person's father had a Sefer Torah, his father passed away and I got to be Yishuv? So the Gemara says that you're not Yotzi with that. So why are you not Yotzi? Allah requires Dafki, you have to write it yourself. What if you buy it? So the Gemara says, in the one who buys a Sefer Torah in Ashuk, kechaytif mitzvah min Ashuk. If you buy a Sefer Torah, it's like chaytif mitzvah. What do you mean chaytif mitzvah? You are Yotzi, you're not Yotzi. So the Beis HaLevi says that's a machlok, it's Rashi Nerama. So some Rishonim hold that you are Yotzi. If you hold that you're not Yotzi by buying So we understand the only way to be Yotzei the mitzvah is by writing kitzvu. Either you write it, or you engage a sefer to write it, so it's like shlichus. So you have seen to it that either you wrote or you saw to it that a sefer Torah was written. But if you hold that buying a sefer Torah is good, even though you didn't write it, and the writing was not done for your mitzvah, then what's wrong if you got a Yerusha? That's the kasha that the Achaim has. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. According to Rashi, that it is a mitzvah. If you buy it, so why shouldn't it be the same mitzvah if you get a Yerusha? Manashach, even the mitzvah is not to kiss with Sidra, but the mitzvah is to have a Beit Kar in your possession. So the Avnei Nezi says, oh, Beis Halevi talks about that kasha. So Avnei Nezi says, the kasha helps not garnish tar. He says, Pashit, when the Torah gives the mitzvah, you have to do some kind of a kumbiyatzeh. You have to do something. Right. How can you say that? The father dies, and the son gets saved to Yerusha. He says, Yerusha mitzvah just by sitting back. What do you mean by sitting back? Either he writes a sefer Torah, or he engages a sefer to write, or he buys a sefer Torah. You have to do some ma'isa mitzvah, but just to sit back and to acquire a sefer Torah of Yerusha, that's not a mitzvah. And every mitzvah is of the Avnei Nezi, he's certain. Hunka sefer Torah has mitzvah. The only time it tries to be Yerusha mitzvah is if you do a kumbiyatzeh. Let's say a person sits back and he has a good to come. And he listens to shiurim. The Rebbe, his father teaches him, his mother teaches him, the Rebbe teaches him, he doesn't do any work. He has such a good zikar, such a quick tfisa, he chaps everything, never forgets anything, never has to hurry, never has to work. So where is his ma'isa mitzvah? That's what the Acharonim say, the Pashtus says that it's not yetzi tam tor, tam tor means that you have to do some ma'isa mitzvah. What is ma'isa mitzvah? Havana, understanding is always a midah d'mamela. It's always a passive action. So that's why the Gemara stresses so much. This Gemara, some of the other Gemara, we stress Amola and Nevi'a Shalter. That's the Maisa Mitzvah learning means the Tzaira, the exertion of effort and energy to try to learn Torah. That's the Ikim learning. The Ikim learning is to have the Amola and Nevi'a Shalter.
What is the Gemara Shimon Al Sunit? What is the Gemara Shimon Al Sunit?
One place is in Baba Kama Lamed Ches on the day.
Baba Kama Lamed Ches and Oilam Hofuch.
So let's say a person lives in Eretz Yisrael,
right,
and he shaves the challah one day.
Right.
Comes the day after Pesach, he just didn't shave for one day. That's not called Yarmulke. He can't shave. He has to wait 3 days, 5 days, different days. The person, once he waited, the Yarmulke Haver, then the din is that that you don't have to wait again. Yarmulke Haver. Today is like this.
Why is it?